Lord, please grant us today a deeper appreciation of the need to do all things out of love and with purity of intention. Give us a deeper love of you and our brother. Amen. Mother Claire began, "What is on your heart, Mother?" She replied, "Purity of intention. How I pray that all of you have pure hearts. Cultivate this flower in your gardens, children. Everything that you do will be right and good for the kingdom of God if you purify your hearts from all self-interest. You will have no problem managing this very difficult discipline, and you will become more and more one with my son. How he loves to dwell in a pure heart without any other agenda than to please him. But oh, how difficult that is for the soul. You arrive there by denying yourselves more and more of the things you prefer, not only to do, but to have. This is the discipline of white martyrs who are so in love with Jesus that they have no other need than to be closest to him. Yes, you will have to ask for this grace, my beloved ones. And your guardian angel and I will help you to say no to your selfish needs. It is true that a craving for delicate foods takes you further and further away from the spiritual world. Yes, you are weighted down, but also your affection for things you like increase as you feed them. So you are descending the ladder of imperfections, while you could be ascending the ladder and growing in spiritual strength and holiness. Mother, I am so very weak and lazy. I really enjoy certain things. Everything you yield up to Jesus, he will replace with the closeness you long for. Is it worth it? All I can say is please help me. Truly, this is what I want. Then you shall truly have it, Blessed Mother replied. If your enemies hear this message, they will work even harder to bring you down, especially now when self-indulgence is promoted and applauded. The suffering of remorse or the suffering of self-denial. You must choose, my precious ones. Oh, I have been here around this mountain so many times in my life. And so many times, child, you conquered yourself. You still have work to do, and we need you, truly need you to conquer yourself. But not on your own. We are with you. Visualize us standing with you when you are sorely tempted. Turn down every occasion of temptation. Walk away from it. You will soon feel the anointing increase, and the joy you will feel at that will more than make up for a few minutes of delicious food. I want this. Please pray for me, Mother. I will. And to all of you I say, this is the time of year when Satan's servants are fasting and preparing themselves for their God to increase evil in the world and in them. Can you not do this for the love of your God? You see, this is how mediocrity is turned into greatness. Disciplining the flesh and all its desires, this leaves room for the anointing and the holiness within yourselves, which you long for. I am telling you these things because the Lord has great things in mind for you. But you must abandon yourselves to His will. As you deny yourselves in food, you will begin on the path that leads to your heart's desires. Just then in the rosary, the mystery was, if anyone wishes to be my disciple, they must deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow me. She continued, this is the cross he has for you now, beloved, and all my dear ones. Tenderly take this to yourselves and be faithful. You cannot outgive the Lord, and while you are doing this, steep yourself more and more in the needs of others, especially the salvation of souls and the sanctity you are all called to. My precious ones, the more you invest in this, the more your soul will grow and be well disposed to receive the anointing which is still to come.